And moving into tradition 8, that is going to be Miss Linda. Hi, Linda, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
A little bit. Yes, we can hear you.
My name's Linda. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December 7th, 1989. And what a journey. It's what a wonderful, wonderful journey it's been. I'm going to do tradition 8, and I'm going to give you the long form. The material that I got, that I made this presentation in, comes from the 12x12 Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age and the pamphlet 12 Traditions. And I'm going to read the long form, mainly because I think it really explains this this professionalism. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional. We define professionalism as the occupation of counseling alcoholics for fees or hire. But we may employ alcoholics where they are going to perform those services for which we may otherwise have to engage non-alcoholics. Such services may be well recompensed, but our usual AA 12-step work is never to be paid for. AA's 12 traditions, this is found in the foreword of the 12x12, AA's 12 traditions apply to the life of the fellowship itself. They outline the means by which AA maintains its unity and relates itself to the world about it, the way it lives and grows. Unlike the former traditions, which focus on the group, the eighth tradition focuses on service centers. Freely you have received and freely give. We have discovered that at the point of professionalism, money and spirituality do not mix. Few subjects have caused a more contention within our fellowship than professionalism. At the GSO and the intergroup offices, we couldn't employ non-alcoholics as secretaries. We had to have people who knew the AA pitch. But the minute we hired them, the ultra-conservatives and fearful ones shrilled, professionalism, right contacts with the world outside, has to be maintained. AA's lifelines have to be tended. So we hire AA staff members. We pay them well, and they earn what they get. They are professional secretaries, but they certainly are not professional AAs. And just on a personal note, I did work as a staff member and a volunteer at Central Office. And I can tell you that I was not in either case a professional AAer. There is plain lines between professionalism and non-professionalism. We all have to agree that the 12 steps could not be sold for money. Special workers are not professionals in any harmful sense. They aren't being paid to sponsor people. They are being paid to ensure the program of sponsorship and spiritual growth is possible in the first place. Many of these jobs were thankless tasks that no one else could or would do. An Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age. An early example of this is illustrated by a member, Tom, who asked to clean and maintain a club room in New York. Upon this request, he replied that he did his 12-step work for free, but if they wanted a janitor, they would have to pay. In order to have AA function, we have to hire some help. When AA members began to run rest homes and farms for alcoholics, when they hired out corporations as personal men in charge of alcoholic problems in industry, when some became nurses on alcoholic wards, when others entered the field of alcohol education, the cry of professionalism could be heard. The violation in these instances were not professionalism at all. It was breaking anonymity. A sole purpose was being compromised, and the name of Alcoholics Anonymous was being misused. We have no right or need to discourage AAs who wish to work as individuals in these wider fields. We cannot declare AA such a closed corporation that we keep our knowledge and our secrets to ourselves. If an AA member acting as a citizen can become a better researcher, educator, or personal officer, why not? In tradition checklists, one of the questions is, do I make an effort to understand what AA employees do, what workers in our alcoholism agencies do? Can I distinguish clearly among them? On a personal note, again, my suggestion would be to volunteer for the central office. You would get a clear idea of what the employees are doing to support the groups. The eighth tradition teaches us that people should not prohibit anyone from performing work that may help others. And I'd like to say something that Bill said. This is a quote from Bill. Mostly I think about how to do the greatest good for the greatest number of drunks. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. Love you guys. Take care.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much, Linda.
You're welcome.